it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Now, you're very welcome back to the programme. The 100th anniversary of the election of Eamon de Valera in the 1917 East Clare by-election will be commemorated by the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, the Clare Fianna Fáil organisation, the de Valera family, and that's on the weekend after next. The dates have been changed. We'll have more on that very shortly. The event will take place at the Old Ground Hotel and will include lectures from noted historians, music by Coles's Ciol Tori Éireann, and a photographic and election memorabilia exhibition as well. And in advance of the event, there are plans to trace those who nominated Dev for election. Up to 456 people nominated Eamon de Valera, and there's a call for their relatives to come forward so that certificates can be presented to them. I'm joined on the line by Mary Crawford, who's a member of the National Fianna Fáil Committee for Commemorations. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too.
100 years, and this is the weekend after next. It's going to be a pretty big weekend, isn't it?
It's going to be a big weekend for everybody, I suppose, really, not only Fianna Fáil people, and we're at pains to make this as inclusive a project as possible. So it's going to be a big weekend, and we hope that lots of people will be in attendance and will be available to celebrate the event.
Now, originally, the events were to take place on Saturday, the 22nd of July. We got a confirmation overnight from Michael McTighe that in order to encourage as many people as possible to travel to Cork to support the Clare team, Fianna Fáil has decided to postpone the major event planned for Ennis on the 22nd and will now take place on the 23rd. It is a major celebration, 100 years since Eamon de Valera took that seat in East Clare, following the death of the sitting MP at the time. What exactly is in store then for the weekend after next, Mary?
So the first thing that will happen, as you mentioned there from Michael McTighe, Pat, is that it will change now to Glore on the 23rd. Initially it was planned for the Old Ground, but the hotel isn't available. And also to allow people to go to the match, you know, which is a big event for all of us. So the event will now take place in Glore at 12 o'clock, and this will issue, I suppose, in the media again and through social media in the next couple of days. So it will be at 12 o'clock now in Glore, which also, I suppose, will please at least Sheila de Valera, who was very instrumental in Glore coming to Ennis in the first place. But so there will be two lectures in Glore. Initially, one by Ruan O'Donnell, head of history at UL, and second one by our own Dr. Tomás McConamara. A little bit of music in between the two lectures, and a presentation of certificates to anybody who would have been involved, well, to the descendants of anybody who would have been involved in Eamon de Valera's campaign in 1917. That will be followed then by an event at the O'Connell Monument, which is where de Valera would have addressed his crowds from 1917. So that's a general outline of what will happen.
I wonder how difficult it will be for those people, or at least relatives of those who nominate him, to come forward. Are you hopeful that some may do?
Well, we are. Now, we're not only looking for those who nominated him, really, Pat. We're looking for anybody who was involved in any way in the campaign. In terms of the list of nominations, it's amazing that we were able to find that courtesy of the Clare Champion of the time, July the 7th, which lists names of 456 people who supported Eamon de Valera's nomination. Now, the names weren't all used, but at least we have found them. So what we've tried to do is to make contact through different areas. But in the case of one area, if I take it as a case in point, there were 10 nominations. There are 10 names in every nomination. And there's only one family that's traceable left in that particular area out of 10. So it is difficult, and we know we're not going to get to everybody in terms of the nominations. But having said that, we will present certificates now, and if people find out about this as time goes on, there will be a second occasion when certificates will be presented again. And these are purely to acknowledge the role people played in the support of Eamon de Valera in the by-election. We are very interested in, I suppose, our findings so far. Many of the people who would have supported Eamon de Valera on the list of nominees would belong to no political, the descendants would belong to no political party now would belong to Fianna Fáil, but would belong to other political parties as well, you know. So it's a very interesting time for us, really, and for the country, you know. And I suppose it brings us back a little bit to what it was like in 1917.
Indeed. I mean, I spoke to Dr. Tomás McNamara, who we mentioned a few moments ago.
Yes, I heard the interview.
I asked him on Monday how significant a figure Emma de Valera was, and if he hadn't been elected, how the course of history in Ireland would have changed. And he maintained at the time that the course of history probably wouldn't have changed very much because there were so many other people willing to step in, that there was, I suppose, a mood and a hunger for change at the time. But still, Emma de Valera was a very, very significant figure in Irish history.
He was, of course, and he had, I suppose that was the reason he was selected. He had already established his leadership qualities at Boland's Mills, and while he was incarcerated in a number of prisons in the UK, you know, or in England at the time. So he had those leadership qualities which were very evident. That isn't to say that other people hadn't, but his profile was high at the time, and he had the qualities, and I suppose you would say that he had the political intellect. The others, and I'm thinking in particular of Paddy Clancy, who was initially proposed as a candidate, would have been a very superb candidate too. But in any case, it was decided to go with de Valera, and I suppose he did create a new type of history for the country and a new type of politics.
And given, of course, all he did and all he achieved, working as you do in the education system, it's very important that our young people are thought and told everything that we know about Emma de Valera. It's not just about the Fianna Fáil party or our supporters celebrating this particular anniversary. It's about the ongoing education of young people about our history and the de Valera family.
Well, absolutely it is. And I'm a former history teacher myself, Pat, and I suppose one of my biggest concerns has been with the implementation of the new junior cycle, that history may very well look like it might be sidelined a little bit, you know, and for me it is a desperately important subject to retain. It's also desperately important, I think, for every history teacher to make sure that there is balance, you know, and I think that is always achieved, really.
Now, the other speakers we'll hear, of course, from Eamon de Valera's granddaughter, Sheila de Valera, who served this county. As you mentioned, when she was a minister for the Heritage of Gaeltacht, of course, she was responsible for getting Glore to Ennis. So it's significant, I think, in a way, that the event has been moved to Glore.
I think it is. I suppose for myself personally, I'm on the National Committee. I would have felt it might have been the right place from the outset. But then there was also the consideration that de Valera had his meetings at the Old Ground,
yes,
you know, initially. So we went with that in the beginning. But Glore itself is a very fine theatre and will make it certainly very suitable for lecturers. De Valera's car will be there as well on view for anybody who wants to see it. And I'm not sure whether anybody intends to drive it. I think they might.
Yes.
So we're looking at that with the Gardaí at the moment.
And Micheál Martin will be here on the day as well, speaking.
Micheál Martin will be here at 12 o'clock to give the opening address.
And Timmy Dooley, presumably Clare's only Fianna Fáil TD, will be speaking at the event. If people need to find out more then, Mary, about when, where and how. We know the event now has moved to the 23rd of July and to Glore, and there will be the reenactment, of course, as well. If people need to find out more, presumably just the local media is the best.
The local media, and I would like Pat to take this opportunity of thanking Clare FM, the Clare people and the Clare champion of giving this event such exposure, and for all of the work, in fact, that you have been doing, but in particular this event. So, yeah, it will also be on the Fianna Fáil website for anybody who wishes to see it, and on the Fianna Fáil Facebook page as well.
Very good, Mary. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Mary Crawford is a member of the National Fianna Fáil Committee for Commemorations.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner Counties.